I'd like to offer a couple of tools or tricks, perhaps, that I've used to connect with the breath in a relaxed way. This was a major exploration for me as I engaged in concentration practice to learn how to hold the breath really lightly. I had learned how to be receptive to other experience, but not how to be relaxed while I was directing the attention. So this was a kind of an exploration for me. How do I turn the attention to something without gripping down on it? So I'll offer you a couple of the things I've explored that have been very helpful for me. And one is that when we turn our attention to a particular experience like the breath, some of us at least have the sense of aiming, narrowing, coming down to a very small place in our experience. We're looking at the breath at the nostrils, perhaps, or the chest or the abdomen. We kind of think almost of collapsing our attention and trying to pay attention in just this small area and trying to like not see anything else in our experience. So there are two things that I've explored there. One is to, rather than trying to look directly at the breath, so I'm looking at the breath right here. I often look at it, pay attention to my breath right at the sternum. And rather than trying to look directly at that quarter-sized place where I'm, you know, trying to see the specific sensations, I found that that kind of directing of the attention almost obliterated the sensations. But if I kind of took a broader perspective, almost looking at that experience, not directly at that experience, but taking, almost looking at it as if out of the corner of my eye, looking at it as if peripherally. Maybe almost having a sense of looking around that area, not directly at it. What I found when I explored it from that perspective is that often the specific sensations actually kind of popped into view. So by not looking directly at the breath, I was much more able to see, feel, sense into the experience of the breath. The other thing I explored was I noticed that I had this sense of narrowing my attention down to pay attention to this little tiny place. And so rather than having that sense, you know, but that's basically playing with the perception of the awareness in a way. Awareness doesn't have a location. It doesn't really have a place. And yet I found I had this sense of the awareness narrowing to a place. And so I started exploring what it might mean to think of awareness as being like as big as the room, and then letting that experience get as big as the room. So rather than thinking of narrowing the attention down to the size of the experience of the breath at the nostrils or in the chest, wherever you're paying attention to it, let that experience get really big. Kind of like you're allowing a picture on the computer to get really big. You know, you want to look at a little spot on the computer in detail. You get it. You allow it to get really big to fill the whole screen. Let the experience grow to fill a large place of awareness. So you might try exploring those two perspectives and see if they support you being able to be relaxed and attentive around the breath.